You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
This is new music today, and this is Late Night with Deanne. Deanne on RBNLive.com. Monday through Friday, you find my show on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call me at 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. That's a direct line to me during anytime you want to say hi or let me know what's on your mind. And also the call in this broadcast, it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, what is going on, folks, this week? Boy, a lot of things have happened. There was an alleged situation with Vice President Dick Cheney. He seemed to have gone somewhere over in the Middle East, and there was an explosion, and they said it was maybe aimed towards him. There was also an alleged activity similar to that where he stopped, hit a stopover somewhere else, and trying to look into the facts of if it was true that they were trying to detain him, hold him, which are some stories are being reported. You know, who knows? Then we have the situation of Anna Nicole. She's finally been buried, but James Brown, since December 24th, he's still out of the ground. You know, what are they doing here, you folks? You know, these celebrities, you know, when they die, they stay out of the grave for how long and why? Why is it all about money? Everything seems to be wrapped around money and estates, not about the sorrow of losing a person. It's always about the money, it seems. John, are you there? John?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can. Hey, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. I'm awake anyhow.
Yeah, I'm kind of awake, not awake, or whatever. I wanted to ask you, you know, you had talked to me earlier, and you said you went to a filming of this movie Al Gore put out. And I was wondering if you could tell the audience what you felt or thought about this movie.
Well, I didn't, it was kind of a split feeling. Number one, it helps to expose that there is global warming going on. He makes a lot of good points, but he also makes a lot of half points. And the half points, such as he gets onto smoking was what created cancer, I felt was a falsehood. A lot of people smoked, and the rate of cancer didn't pick up because people smoked. In fact, there used to be a lot of people that smoked. And when I went to China, they told us to smoke to the fact that it was better for us to have the smoke in us than to it would kill the pathogens and bacteria in the environment that we were in. and we were told to drink heavy alcohol after each meal within 15 minutes to kill any parasite that we had consumed. Also, he pointed out that, you know, it was good to have vaccinations, and that the vaccinations killed a lot of the diseases that our children would have had otherwise, and yet the Amish don't have any of the vaccinations. They didn't back then, they don't now, and they never had the diseases that they say they're saving us from. But the vaccinations are a point of injecting us with bioweaponry. They're a way to put mercury and poisons into us, and I think it's a falsehood, and there's a lot of things showing this. He also pointed out, more or less, that he's like a presidential candidate and a hero, and he pointed out that, you know, the storms are made by hot water for the hurricanes, when that has been perpetrated to be a falsehood. If you pull up www.jmcanneyscience.com, and you have to do that exactly right, because this quantum physicist will tell you that hurricanes are made from electromagnetism. And if you pull up anything else alongside of that website, you will get like young Harvard men professionally picking their nose. So why is there someone trying to block this guy's website so that you don't get to it, so you don't see what his story is and what and how he explains how the weather's controlled? Al Gore does not talk about weather modification with chemtrails. If you pull up the U.S. Title 50, Section 1520 is legalizing chemtrails, but they don't talk about them. They don't tell you about them. Just recently, our strange weather, a couple things. Number one, Bush Clinton had a Bush Clinton Katrina fund, like June or July 10th or 12th of 05. It was like several months before Katrina. Why did they do that? Both Katrina and the next hurricane hit oil depots. The hurricane's like a 50-mile path of destruction, and yet there's 4,000 miles of coast, and yet Katrina hit New Orleans and then took a 30-mile left turn and then hit the oil depot. It didn't just happen. It was steered. Katrina came in as a 3, and then it went to a 5, and that was something else that was perpetrated wrongly on that video of the An Incidental Truth by Al Gore. There were some other things that went on also. The Russians had a contract with the Indonesians to make a hurricane to stop the drought. He was perpetrating that all this was naturally going on, and there was no man-made controls of it again. And he made you feel like, oh, the Earth is in direct problems of dying, and it would be okay for us to somehow give up of ourselves to survive this, so the planet would survive. And so now, as we have, if you look at incidents of the Army having the FEMA camps, and their policy is to use them to hold people or whatever, we have the 113,000 three-story high locomotives with shackles in them for prisoners in the United States. We have the idea of energy. There's all sorts of free energy, and he's saying because of the population, we are poisoning the atmosphere and whatnot, and things are because too much population. Well, we've had free energy since the 30s. We've had the 2,026,798 is the Polk carburetor, which gets 205 miles a gallon. But that's not...
We're going to have to stop here for a minute. I think we're coming up on a break. And when we return, John, you can continue to talk about this on RBN and the Dean Broley Show Live.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne. And I'm here with my co-host, John Alastasis. And we're talking about the new movie Al Gore has out in regards to environmental issues. Folks, you know, I've been thinking about this, and I wanted your opinion. For the last, I don't know how long, the weather has been so drastically bad. I mean, and strange. You have ice storms, snowstorms, blizzards, hurricanes, rain, hot, cold, all going on simultaneously in places. In the morning, you could wake up and it might be 2 below, and in the afternoon, it might drop down to 40, and an ice storm in between, and there's no rhyme or reason, but it's not normal. It's not anything I've ever seen before. And now we have this Al Gore movie coming out talking about global warming, but it seems as though what we're looking at is a little bit more man-made. Not normal storms, not things that you would really put your thumb on, you know, that you can equate to season changing. It's, you know, these weird, weird storms, you know. And then on top of all, then we have this issue of the fact they just come up with this new movie coming out on TV as well. It's going to be like on the History Channel about Christ, Mary Magdalene. And also now it's coming out saying that Christ's son was Judah. Judas, I mean. And they're saying this because they found a grave site, and they found some coffins there, and they immediately looked under the coffins, and it made reference to Jesus being in the coffin. Jesus, or Christ. Now, here's something I want to tell you, a fact. If you don't trust me and think I'm lying, check it out for yourself. And these are facts you need to know about this, and this is the reason why I question everything that's going on. For one, back during the Council of Nice, that was the council that was put together by the pagan emperor, Constantine. He was an emperor, and then later on his deathbed became the Pope of Rome, the first Pope of Rome. Anyway, the Council of Nice came about, there was volumes of this, and If you go to a public library, they have it there, and you can look online and read it and stuff. But anyway, during the consul in Nice, they decided to come together to see what they could do to put together the best scenario or best synopsis, I would say, after looking into this, of how to bring all the major religions together under one roof. To remove the situation of pagans, of Christians, and Jews, and various other Gentiles, various people that were practicing various religions, to bring them together under one host God. Now, the reason why they did this, folks, is what? They did this because of the fact that at the time, the Roman gods, Jupiter and Aries, which was, on the other side of the coin, the gods of ancient Greece, weren't working anymore. The people were not razzle-dazzled by these gods. The fact that, they asked for miracles and the miracles started dwindling, the so-called god system then, which later became mythology, was not working. So they went to the consul Nice, went through a number of scrolls, which were actual oral written reports by scribes of what events had occurred all around then. And they basically came to an idea of what manuscripts or what scrolls to use to create a written language that would give people hope in prayer and hope and belief in a God. If you don't believe me, look into this. Read on it, and you'll see what I'm talking about. So anyway, during the Council of Nice, there was Lucifer, the Luciferians. Yes, Lucifer really existed, really, truly existed, and he was part of the Council of Nice, and he was there in 367 A.D. He sat on the Council, and then he was cast out to a land which was considered east of Eden because of his sins, because he went against the Council. It's all in writing. Now, Lucifer, the Luciferians, died in 371 A.D., but upon his death, which I find very interesting, he was basically cast out of the Consul Nice. But years later, he was canonized as a saint under the papacy. Now, you wouldn't think of looking into this, but this is there. Just put Lucifer of the Luciferians into the internet and search it and look into the Consul Nice, and it talks about what he was about, and that he was fighting about Arius, the consideration of Arius being placed into the language of what they were putting together as the major text of this belief system. Anyway, as the story goes, when Pope Constantine finally did and ended up laying to rest on his deathbed, by the way, Constantine had a number of mistresses and had kept wives and property and all the things that were supposed to be against the papacy he had. But on his deathbed, upon his death, he renounced that and became the first Pope of Rome. It's all in writing. Not anything for me to lie about. You just have to research this thing. So anyway, during that time in ancient Rome, for facts that you need to look into, and that's what I do as a researcher, I look into things that other people don't, and I don't know how I got into this, but it's a long story. But during that time, there was no 12th month in the calendar then. Months became based on the Roman emperors. The dates of those calendars began because of the Roman emperors at the time, and those are the names that were assigned to the months. And then there were 10, if I remember correctly, days to a week. I'm trying to think. I think it was 10 weeks to 10 days to a week. That's what it was originally. So the time and dates and the places and things that we're looking at now are vastly different than the calendar we're looking at today. The calendar then was entirely different. The other thing, too, folks, there was letters that we have currently now that we take for granted did not exist during ancient Rome. Letters like J, letters C did exist. C was considered a numeric part of the system there. It was 500, if I recall. And there was no vowels. The letters like A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y, which we use now, Y existed then. But the other letters did not exist during the time of Christ in Rome. So they didn't come about until years and years later, and we were part of the Vedics. There was something called a Vedic Harmony, and there was a book I had. It was a rare edition, but it's there. You can look it up. It's Vedic Harmonies. And it was a way that they would use sound and music to evoke things. And the vowels brought great power to the letters like consonants back then. And it's all in writing. So the reason why I'm bringing these things up to you and letting you know these things, which I really never really talk a whole lot about religion on these broadcasts, but I'm doing this now to bring you up to speed of what is going on. You have a producer that's gone into a country and dug in the cave and found in the cave graves and inscribed over the graves is the word, is it Jesus did they find or was it Christ? Now, this is a question I have because there was no vowels back then, so how was it written? What language was it written in? Was it in consonant form? Was it minus the J because J didn't exist? What names did he find on those graves? It's just curiosity, and we'll find out more, and we'll be back, and I'll talk to John about this when we return after the break.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0722. 1-877-927 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Back, and here is Late Night with Deanne. Callers 800-313-9443. We're talking about some of the events. You know, we talked about the weather, and I kind of moved into a situation where I brought in this thing about the fact they're claiming that they found the Christ grave site, and they found the grave of Mary Magdalene, and also they said that Christ's son was Judas. Now, the whole issue I'm bringing here for you to kind of talk and discuss about is the fact that there's some information that has not been truthful from the get-go. There's things that, you know, like, for instance, now they claim that this grave has been found, and they didn't find the remains, allegedly, but then again, I guess they found something, because they're saying that they have enough DNA, or it seems like they're getting DNA evidence to prove that is Christ's, a grave, and burial. But the thing is, even if they found the forensic evidence of remains or whatever, and to do DNA, you have to have a source. So you have to have an actual strain from King David. You have to have a strain from maybe God himself to prove this point of the genetic material that they found would be that of Christ. Did they do that? You know, again, you know, they come up with these scenarios and stories, and I happen to look at this, and it's going to be on television this week sometime. And then also they put the book out. There's a book out already on this, several books. They even got one book out now disclaiming the fact that King James's version of the Bible is incorrect because the scrolls and the documents used were not proper. Not the proper ones that should have been used for the holy book. So you know, you just go on and on, you know, with these stories and things, and it leads up to this conclusion. And what it is they're getting ready to change religion on us again, folks. They do this because what has happened is people have become complacent in belief systems, and they have attacked the belief systems. So what they're trying to do right now is to develop a whole new belief system, move you off of the Jesus system, and put you into this new millennium God. And who knows what that's going to be. I want your opinion on this. 800-313-9443.
800-313-9443.
John, you want to comment on this?
Well, from my understanding, everybody's soul, and they have this in DNA, has a point in it that is all the same. So it says that we have all the same originator, and I kind of believe that. Another thing that goes on is spiritually, I believe things exist with God, and I know it myself. There's things been proven to me. When I had that 10-ton bulldozer fall 10 feet and hit me from my neck to my ankles with a roll cage, I survived it because of God. There's no way a person can take a 10-ton machine from 10 feet above and survive it. The only way I survived is because of God. But there's other things. J. McCanny Science points out that when the river of the Nile turned red, history has documented that the rest of the rivers of the world turned red, and that some places had 2 days of sun and some places had 2 days of darkness. And as in the Bible, Moses walked in the wilderness with the Jews for 41 years. Well, if you think about this as common sense, as a very practical sense, without, The Egyptians, the Phoenicians, the Greeks of that time owned all the land. So how did they walk in the wilderness for 41 years? Well, this Planet X that I'm understanding is coming by is creating a lot of the scenarios that's happening to us right now. There's historical information that it exists. There's actually observatories being built to observe this right now. The Russians and the Germans professed they saw it in 86 and 84, I believe. In 88, the Catholic Church Observatory in Arizona was able to spot it. The fact of the Hubble, every time it comes in position where they can see it, the Hubble breaks down, the Hubble telescope. Uh-huh. And isn't that just amazing that from a circuit board down on NASA, they're able to fix that Hubble satellite? It's like, oh, geez, we fixed it. Well, think how redundant that statement is. It's like that was another thing that happened in the Inconvenient Truth movie. Al Gore has all this access to these pictures of outer space and Earth, and yet, like a year ago in the fall, Cornell University and NASA say, geez, we landed on Mars, and we think we found water on Mars. Well, the Jay McCanney science says, geez, they landed in a desert area. Why would they think they'd find water there? And again, he says there's pictures of Mars with glaciers on it. There's no question. And beside the glaciers, there's a picture of a city structure, and they have two pyramids on Mars that have structural size of 13 times bigger than the pyramid Giza. It's not a maybe. So here we have, again, them hiding the truth, the facts. Again, they have an agenda going on, and as all these points are fitting the molds of the pegs for where they want to go, this Planet X is due the end of 2009. They don't want a lot of population. They're doing bioweaponry again, which they mentioned in the Inconvenient Truth of how all these bacteria were possibly coming to life because of the changing environment. Well, some of that's true, but some of it's true because they're seeding it in. There's bioweaponry. If you pull up the Degenerative Diseases by Don Scott, you'll see it. It's a fact. And
what is your opinion of this thing that they're doing right now with this Christ thing? See, the whole thing, John, is this. Again,
well, you hit it right on the head. They're changing it.
There was Q scrolls that existed that were quite old. These are the things that I went into when the Dead Sea Scrolls came out. There were a number of people, scholars, came forth, and they were saying that this had the material in it, you know, that was really the basis of the Bible. But then what happened was the other folks came out and said, no, don't read it, it's evil. But then it was hushed up, but it was... We'll talk more when we come back. 800-313-9443.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, we're back, and it's late night with Deanne on RBNLive.com, Monday through Friday, Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Want to visit my blogger? It's clearblogs, with an S, .com/ Deanne Burleys, with an S, Radio Club. And you'll find the stories we're talking about, current stories on that site. And you can also go to danburley.blogspot.com and find other comments that I've made over the years. John, now, what I was saying during the commercial, there were a lot of evidence in the Q files and these other files that were hidden along the path. And it seems as though, you know, again, we are being hoodwinked into belief. And it is set up in such a way that, you know, they can control your agenda by making up these different God systems or whatever they're planning on doing. Now, do you see this happening, John, the fact that they're getting ready to collapse most of these, you know, the churches and replace them, you know, put something else here? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where they're headed for, except other than it's going to be the world order and the one world government and one world religion. And so they're setting something up, and I'm unfamiliar with it. The only thing I do see is, in, if you pull up the Georgia Guidestone, you're supposed to have a single language, and they're not telling you what that language is, but they're also supposed to have a 500 million population, which, again, points out they want 11 out of 12 of us dead, and if you don't know the language, you're in trouble. Again, there's many issues that they're doing to create this, and again, they're pegging us against us, each other at war, such as the Muslims against the Christians and vice versa. They're setting us up for large scale starvation over war. Starvation has been much bigger as a killer than anything else going ever in history. And again, just referencing back to that Inconvenience Truth, he didn't mention anything about the free energy that we have and have had since the 30s. And so anyhow, as you've got all these things that are going on, it's hard to measure other than that you know what they're doing is just for their own good. They're not including us in their package. And, you know, they're dumbing us down with the food products. They're dumbing us down with the fluorides in the water and in the food products and the vaccines. It's hard to think straight. It's hard to balance yourself to where you know exactly what is going on, and they've tested us just like when they did when they said we have closure, and when Clinton and Malinsky, they spent $70 million, and now we have closure. Well, bottom line is Linda Tripp for a phone call gave them the tape. They saw Lewinsky. Lewinsky gave them the dress, and so what cost $70 million? But the American public sat back and said, wow, I guess that's the way it is. And there is no ethics of spending. There is no reason for the war in Iraq. And yet, supposedly the Afghanis attacked us or the Saudis attacked us for 9/11, and we go to war with Iraq. And now we're going to go to war with Iran. And they're just creating these wars, and they're putting our soldiers down. They're poisoning our soldiers. people are starting to see things that are happening and starting to react to them. I'm understanding that the soldiers in Iraq, even up the officers, are starting to revolt and say they're not going into Iran. They realize how crazy and how stupid this is and how destructive this is and how not unfair or whatever you want to call it. And again, we all have a karmic debt. As we're reliving the Roman times, a lot of the things that were happening to the Roman times spiritually, I feel, were because they developed bad karma. And as God or Jesus forgave us our fatherly sins, they actually had a time period after that they called the Pax Romana, in which people, they actually named it. They called it the Pax Romana because it was like a peaceful time of 1,000 years. And we have that on our backs right now. And so there's things happening right now that some of it is because of natural things. Some of it is because we have built bad karma. And we have ramification. You can see that, and because we haven't kept the clean air and used our free energy, we have polluted our own air. There's a physical common sense to this. There's a physical common sense that when we have war and we send our children to war and they come back that they're injured, they're sick, and those kind of things, and we use depleted uranium. There's a physical sense. But then there's that spiritual sense, and maybe we can measure it as to explain it, is that our children come back and they're no longer our children. They're no longer happy. They're distraught because they've killed innocent people possibly or done something of that nature to where they can no longer live with themselves. And it's starting to get into their spirit and their soul. And so we have those things that we have to pay back, and there's an expense to it. There's an expense to living with a child that's born with a birth defect as we bring our children back from war that have now have damage, either physical or mental. There's an expense. And there's an expense in the family. As you come home, it hurts us in our hearts. If we lose our child, it hurts us in our hearts. And we have those things that we have to pay for. And so anyhow, we need to work. What's the one statement there? All you need to do is do nothing for the evil to take us over. I think that was Mark Twain, I believe. But anyhow, it's and that wasn't quoted very well, but bottom line is we need to act on this. We need to stop letting them guide us wrongly without reaction. Let them vote or control the vote of our population, of our elected officers. And, you know, it's just like if you vote for a Republican or you vote for a Democrat, you're voting for the same. So, Deanne, do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyhow, do you have any comments on that, Deanne?
Well, the thing is that, you know, I think what is happening is that we're looking at, you know, just a huge basis to hoodwink people. This hoodwink people sell books, make money off of us, and make us believe all these lies. And I think it's coming very clear and praying that there's, you know, plans afoot here. You know, again, you know, in the beginning we were talking about the weather. We were talking about what is going on, you know, currently with this, you know, Jesus and Mary grave site. And it seems as though right now they're setting the stage for us to basically look at everything and believe another lie, another twist of fact. That's what I think they're getting ready to do. They're going to all of a sudden come up with a situation, maybe a cure for a disease. They're going to also come up with you know, something that's going to marvel us to the point that we're going to believe whatever they want us to believe in regards to putting in a new God system. What do you think? Don't you feel that's getting ready to happen any moment now, John?
Oh, absolutely. Just as I referred to them trying to control population, part of Al Gore's agenda and his An Inconvenient Truth was to make you feel good about maybe giving up yourself to let the earth survive. And it just was uncanny to me when I saw that there. And I go, wow, everybody's thinking we're watching a movie here about controlling our own environment and all that, and we have to hold back and do things. But the truth of the matter is it was like enticing the police state that's coming at us to say it's okay and there's reason for it and it's just reason. And again, you know, there were some facts of justification as he's telling that the waters were going to raise 20, 40 feet. The numbers I'm hearing is going to raise 200 feet. So if you've got, like, the entire state of Florida will be underwater, pretty much. all the coast where all the population is will be underwater. So you'll have massive population transfers to the upper levels of land, and there'll be a shortage of food. We're starting to burn our corn now for making fuel instead of food. We've had a year, first year, to where we've had lesser food produced than we consumed. And again, they're pointing to the idea of that we have bad weather, that we've had different things. But then think about it. Some of these convenient things that are happening. Monsanto has made a seed now that has what they call a terminator gene, and the terminator gene makes it so their seed doesn't grow more than 1 year. So they're growing this. They're growing something that lasts 1 year, so they sell it to you next year, but the seed after that won't be any good. And that terminator gene is transferring itself through the pollen to other seeds of the world.
Now, so what does it do that when you eat it? Now, if you're eating something like that, well, how genetically does that affect your body? See, this is the whole thing that they're doing with this nasty mess medicine and science that they're doing right now. They come with a conclusion that they have done something great, and they put a signature on these seeds to cut off their growth pattern, so that you have to go and buy more seeds from Monsanto and more seeds from whoever they designate, so that the cash flow will continue. Now, the bottom line when this stuff happens, the scary thing is that they don't never do any situations of telling people the truth of how this thing is going to, meld up on your body. You know, what happens to the human body on that? But, if you got a seed that's been genetically altered, so that species seed will stop the growth pattern. Now, you're eating that corn. You're eating whatever it is from it. What happens when that goes in your body? Remember the old phrase, you are what you eat? So now you got all these people that are out here that are sick right now. You have people out here with illnesses. They have no clue what they have. I'm one of those victims. I'm like, today I was like passing out most of the day, not feeling right because of bad medicine. Now, the thing is that, they are being trusted with creating these new seeds. We trust them to chip our dogs, and they have this nanotechnology that this nanotech stuff is so small it can fit on the top of a pin, and they can put that in your bloodstream, and they could monitor you where you are on GPS, but it's not anything that is designated, or are they creating anything right now to make us live longer, or let us live, period. So like you were saying, John, you're talking about flood. So that means that this water will come, and it's going to wipe off a huge amount of population. So do you think that they're doing right now a kind of snuffing of people right now to get rid of the mold, the barren load that they're going to have to deal with, when this so-called warming crisis hits? Do you think that's what they're trying to do?
Well, there's a lot of avenues of this. The government is setting up to where you have, just in the DNA of the plant per se, a lot of the stuff that we eat today affects your kidneys and livers adversely. I'm hearing it swells your liver, shrinks your kidneys. It has pesticide that some of the plants have, so that the pesticide continues. As you eat it, you're actually getting toxified with a pesticide. We have a situation to where it's creating a digestive problem in the honeybees, which ends up killing them. So we have our population of honeybees has been cut right in half, which is a primary existence of our plant life on this planet. We have a situation to where, like you're saying, we are what we eat. They've made chickens now that grow fat. If you take a Purdue chicken and you take a chicken off a farm that has grain in front of it 100% of the day, you're going to see they're 3 to 4 times bigger than that chicken that has grain in front of it. So they're doing stuff that genetically has altered that chicken, and it's made it grow mass of meat and less bone. And the bone is less structural. In fact, they're having troubles flying. Most chickens can't fly anymore, and a lot of them are very unhealthy to where they have a problem of when they can't even get up to roost. So when they do sleep, they sleep on the ground, and guys have to go out and actually stand them up so they can get walking in the morning. But here you have a situation where they've grown 4 or 5 times bigger than what they should be growing, and so you have a situation to where when we're eating them, and look at the American public today. Our bodies are no longer is sleek and we're all bloaty. We're all got different problems, and there's different. We have different cancer rates just going skyrocketing. Those things are because we are what we eat, and we're letting them control what we eat adversely, and it's a direct impact onto us.
Everything you're saying is 100% right, and you know, and that's why you got so many people so sick. And then what they do on the back end is then people are flooding. They were doing a survey out this way, and I had heard this report briefly, but they were alluding to, you know, people use emergency rooms as their private physicians. And this is because a lot of the HMOs and various plans, they don't cover things. You have to pre-warn them before you go in the hospital to get sick. So people go into the hospital thinking that they're going to get cured, they're going to get, you know, well, and then they're, you know, greeted again with, you know, a situation of compromised services, compromised health. You come in and, you know, the drugs that you, you know, trust them. I had talked about this here on the broadcast before. The doctor write one thing, and then when it goes to the administrative level of the insurance carrier, they'll come back and say, you know, no. You know, and they keep changing medicine left and right. So you could be in a situation to have an allergy to something which your doctor was avoiding in the first prescription, and you can get that allergy because of the administrative. That's in the hospital itself is allowing, you know, the change of your prescription. You know, so now the administrator of the hospital and insurance company are now the doctors. Not your doctor anymore. So you have all these different scenarios. You have that going on. You have the situation with the bringing forth of Christ. All these things. All these things they're doing right now because they're getting ready for a major change. And we got to figure out what that's going to be. We'll be right back after this break on the Ambrose Show.
It is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne, and we're coming up for the last few minutes of the first hour of the broadcast, and we're talking about some of the things that, equate to this new world order, new world government, one God system that they're getting ready to create again, by use of destroying everything that we have in this infrastructure. The other thing, John, too, is this thing that they're doing with this music, everything that they're putting together right now for young people. It's a situation that they're pushing towards, even though they don't want you to believe it, the younger kids, having children, this is not something that is not something they don't want in this millennium program, by the way. If you get rid of the old population, the old geezers like us, the baby boomers or whatever, because we're thinking and we're realizing things, and you have a replacement of not our generation of children, but another generation, then they're not going to have any problem. It's like docile down cattle. You keep reading them out until it's a point where they will not understand. And if they don't understand, I'm saying that young people, their children's children, the thing is that they won't have the same knowledge base because it's not going to be that information available that we came in contact with in the future. They're going to make sure everything's going to be shut down and closed to people's eyes. So then what's going to happen? They're going to have this new generation of your children's children, not connected really to parents, not connected to anything really on a really close basis as a part of this new government. People that they won't worry about opposing them, people that won't go against the core, people that will follow this group to the death because they believe in everything that they're saying. Like I said, have a new God system. You have a new economy of world dollar. You have a new infrastructure and how housing will be in the future. And it's going to equate to something that might not be that present for us, in the first 20 years of the new millennium. What do you think about that, John, the fact that this might be a possibility? They're trying to get our children's children and remove us.
Well, it's a fact. It's as they try to do that in World War II and control and have the super race, they're using that same logic of different things, and they're trying to get, their different categories to where they're taking our children away from us. They forced us in financial stratus. It used to be the wife used to stay at home 20 years ago and raise the children, and so at least you had a basis of family, and they're destroying the family basis now. Both the wife and the husband have got to work double jobs to even survive and pay the bills. And so now that puts the handling of the children in the hands of the school, in which is controlled. And God bless you. And so we have a situation of, they're taking over. They're giving definition of different things. They're giving definition of, they're creating crime scenarios just in your driving. If you can't, for instance, if you speed, you get caught, you're a criminal. They raise your insurance rates. They put it where you can't pay your bills. And yet we have the scientific knowledge. We could make cars not speed. You could go by a barrier to where it's 30 miles an hour. Your car would be computerized, can automatically go 30 miles an hour for maximum. It wouldn't be able to go any faster. Same thing on the high speed and for the higher speed on the different highways. But they didn't do that. They're not doing that. They're generating to where they make you criminal. They're making a situation to where you can't pay your bills, so the government comes in, like in farming or in the townships, and they have to subsidize you being able to pay your bills. And as they do that, they say, okay, we'll help, FEMA will help pay for the disaster that just hit. But for that, you've got to meet this agenda. It isn't just, well, here's the money and you've got to spend it on cleaning up that project. It's like, well, here's the other 10 sets of rules that you've got to follow now because you've taken our federal money. So the federal government now has its hands into the state or the townships or county or whatever you want to talk about, and they take control.
Well, we're going to the end of this first hour, and we'll be back up after this break.